Alma chapter 25. In this chapter, we learn about the fulfillment of two prophecies. And one prophecy is the fulfillment of the prophecies of Abinadi, and the other the fulfillment of the prophecies of Alma. And obviously, these prophecies are really from the Lord, and they were delivered by these men. And we learn that that the Lamanites then are angry that they've killed their brother, and they begin to realize, how did they get tricked into killing their brother? And so they're angry at them, and obviously at this time the Amulonites and the Amalekites kind of tell them, oh, it's really the Nephites' problem. And so they run back over over the Nephites, and they begin to destroy a lot of the Nephites, and they utterly destroy the city of Ammonihah, which then the prophecy of Alma of what would happen to them is fulfilled, and they also destroy other Nephites. But then the Nephites, as we learn, they came after them and caused quite a destruction amongst the Lamanites, and it says that the greater part of the Amulonites are wiped out. Now that's beginning to fill the prophecy of Abinadi. Well, they all return to the wilderness, but remember the Amulonites and the Amalekites have all begun to believe in the religion of the Nehors, which again is the authority is in men, and so they gained great skill in this idea of usurping power and authority. So they usurp power and authority over the Lamanites. Well, after a while, after having lost so many people, some of the Lamanites wise up a bit. It's amazing how blind the devil can make people, but some of them begin to waken up and they say, how was the Nephites able to beat us so well? And we went in there with great numbers, and they always beat us. They knew there was a power there, and so they saw the power of God. They wake up to it. And so then they remember the words of Aaron. They can see there's truth in it, and they begin to be believers. Well, then the Amulonites, who have usurped the power of the government, begin to kill them. Well, then all of a sudden the rest of the Lamanites start to say, wait a minute, all our problems were not the Nephites. It was the Amulonites, who, by the way, were Nephites. And they then began to kill the Amulonites and chase them out into the wilderness and scatter them, and that is what then was the result or the final state of the Amulonites to be hunted and live their life out as animals, and that was again the prophecy of Abinadi. Well, the result of all this was, and that's the great result, was the people, as they saw the fulfillment of prophecy, it motivated many to desire to repent. So they went under the people of Anti-Nephi-Lehi so that they could then learn about God and learn how to repent. And they became a righteous people. And the number of the righteous among the Lamanites continued to grow. And that, again, we see that prophecy just isn't to say what happens when someone does something bad, but it also is used as a motivation to get people to follow the Lord. Well, in following the Lord, then we get some important doctrine explained in verses 15 and 16, and it says that they kept the law of Moses, but that they looked forward to Christ. But then in that verse, it feels important to reword what it meant by keeping the law of Moses, and it's in important information for us, and it says they must keep those outward performances until the time of Christ. See, it was the outward performances, and that's what the law of Moses was. Was laws of performances and ordinances. And they're saying, but then it goes on in verse 16 to explain, they do not save you. It is not these performances. And why do I like this reword? The important thing about this reword is it applies today to the church. The church continues to talk about doing all these performances and doing all these ordinances. And it's made it clear these do not save you. And it explains what they do for you. it explains, and we'll reword verse 16 in the proper order, meaning in the order of what saves you. And that is that what saves you is the following of the Spirit. Whose Spirit? The Spirit of Christ. And it says there, and so they relied, or they followed the Spirit of Christ. And then what does that require? That requires great faith in the power of Christ and great faith to believe that you can progress by following that Spirit, and that that is the right thing to do when everything in the world keeps pushing you and telling you that that's not correct, or that that's not reasonable, or that you get persecution from it. And everything's pushing on you to not follow Christ. And so it says, so therefore it now explains what is the purpose of performances and ordinances. And it says that they are strengthened by it, or their faith is strengthened. So we again see that the purpose of the law of Moses, or the purpose of these performances, is to build personal discipline. That's all. And the discipline, or these works, by seeing then the works work, it builds our faith. But that is not what saves us. What saves us is following the Spirit, so the Lord can develop our character. And it requires, and part of that character is the development of great faith in Jesus Christ's power, and believing His love and living with Him in the next life is what value really is. Well, this really begins to conclude the work of Ammon and his brethren among the Lamanites. So we then have to stop and take a quick look and realize that we have just covered 14 years in these few chapters. And the point about this is when it says repent, and when it tells you to repent, these people didn't repent overnight. It took them some time to repent. So when it said they decided to repent, they became a righteous people. That took years. That didn't just all of a sudden take a day, and all of a sudden they went under the people of Anti-Lehi Nephi, and now all of a sudden they're righteous. No, they had to repent, and it took some time, and that time is what we keep making a mistake of when we read Scripture, because we don't see the work, the personal work that's required internally to us in order to repent and in order to progress. But that's why, again, in Scripture we keep mentioning the time, so that we can see it takes a lot of time to repent and perfect ourselves.